Nothing.
Did you hear me call you? I've been calling you from upstairs.
You see my tie?
Oh, I say, I'll have to put the flag out.
Oh, what do you mean?
Cleaning your shoes, Albert. I'll have to put the flag out, won't I? What are you looking for?
My tie, the striped one, the blue one.
The bulb's gone in Grandma's room.
Has it?
That's what I was calling you about. I went in and switched on the light and the bulb had gone. Up. Those your best trousers, Albert? What did you put on your best trousers for?
Oh, Mum, where's my tie? The blue one, the blue tie. Where is it? You know the one I mean, the blue stripe one. I gave it to you this morning.
What do you want your tie for?
I want to put it on. I asked you to press it for me this morning. I gave it to you this morning before I went to work, didn't I?
Ah, nearly ready. Your dinner will be ready soon. You can look for it afterwards. Lay the table. There's a good boy.
Why should I look for it afterwards? You know where it is now.
You've got 5 minutes. Go down to the cellar, Albert. Get a bulb and put it in Grandma's room. Go on.
I don't know why you keep calling that room Grandma's room. She's been dead 10 years.
Albert.
I mean, it's just a junk room. That's all it is.
Albert, that's no way to speak about your grandma. You know that as well as I do.
I'm not saying a word against Grandma.
You'll upset me in a minute. You go on like that.
I'm not going on about anything.
Yes, you are. Now, why don't you go and put a bulb in Grandma's room, and by the time you come down, I'll have your dinner on the table.
I can't go down to the cellar. I've got my best trousers on. I've got a white shirt on.
Ooh, you're dressing up tonight, aren't you? Dressing up, cleaning your shoes. Anyone would think you were going to the Ritz.
I'm not going to the Ritz.
What do you mean you're not going to the Ritz?
What do you mean?
Well, the way you said you're not going to the Ritz, it sounded like you were going somewhere else.
I am.
You're going out?
You know I'm going out. I told you last week. I told you this morning. Look, where's my tie? I've got to have my tie. I'm late already. Come on, Mum. Where is it?
Oh, what about your dinner?
Look, I've told you. I haven't got the... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, here it is.
You can't wear that tie. I haven't pressed it.
You have. Look at it. Of course you have. It's beautifully pressed. It's fine.
Where are you going?
I told you, honestly, 3 times. Honestly. I've told you 3 times I had to go out tonight.
No, you didn't.
Cough.
Well, I thought you were joking.
I'm not going to. I'm just going to Mr. King's. I told you. You just don't believe me.
You're going to Mr. King's?
Ryan's leaving. Can't you understand? He's leaving the firm. So Mr. King's giving a sort of part. Well, not a party exactly, just a few... We're all invited. I've got to go. Everyone else is going. I've got to go. I don't want to go, but I've got to.
Well, I don't know.
I won't be late. I don't want to go. I'd rather stay here with you.
Would you?
Well, you know I would. Who wants to go to Mr. King's party?
We were going to have our game of cards.
Oh. We can't have our game of cards.
Put the bulb in Grandma's room, Albert.
I've told you I'm not going down to the cellar in my white shirt. And there's no light in the cellar either. I'll be pitch black in 5 minutes looking for those bulbs.
I told you to put a light in the cellar. I told you yesterday.
Well, I can't do it now.
If we had a light in the cellar, you'd be able to see where those bulbs were. You don't expect me to go down to the cellar.
I don't know why we keep bulbs in the cellar.
Your father would turn in his grave if he heard you raise your voice to me. You're all I've got, Albert. I want you to remember that. I haven't got anyone else. I want you to bear that in mind.
I'm sorry. I raised my voice. I've got to go.
Albert!
What?
I want to ask you a question.
What?
Are you leading a clean life?
Clean life?
You're not leading an unclean life, are you?
What are you talking about?
You're not messing about with girls, are you? You're not going to go messing about with girls tonight.
Don't be so ridiculous.
Answer me, Albert. I'm your mother.
I don't know any girls.
If you're going to the firm's party, there'll be girls there, won't there? Girls from the office?
Oh, I don't like them. Any of them.
You promise?
Promise what?
That you won't upset your father.
My father? How can I upset my father? You're always talking about upsetting people who are dead.
Oh, Albert, you don't know how you hurt me. You don't know the hurtful way you've got speaking of your poor father like that.
But he is dead.
He's not. He's living in here. And this is his house.
Look, Mum, I won't be late. I won't
go. Well, what about your dinner? It's nearly ready.
Celia and Kedge are waiting for me. They're waiting for me at the coffee stall. I told you not to cook the dinner this morning just because you never listened.
Well, what am I going to do while you're out? I can't go into Grandma's room because there's no light. I can't go down to the cellar in the dark. We were going to have a game of cards. It's Friday night. What about our game of rummy?
Give us a cheese roll as well, will you?
Make it two.
Make it two.
Two cheese rolls.
One of those sausages?
Best pork sausages.
Want a sausage, Kedge?
Ooh, no thanks.
Yeah, you're right.
Two cheese rolls. What about these sausages? You want them or don't you?
Just the rolls, mate.
Two cheese, two rolls makes one and eight bits.
There'll be plenty to eat at the party, Seeley.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Hey.
Hey?
Your mate was by here not long ago.
Which mate?
He had a cup of tea. Didn't he, Fred? Sitting over there, he was on the bench. He said he was going out to change, but to tell you he'd be back. Not gone more than 45 minutes.
One and eight from half a dollar leaves you
10 pennies.
Anyway, he told me to tell you when I see you he was coming back.
Thanks very much.
Well, I hope he won't be long. I don't want to miss the booze.
Think there'll be much there, do you?
Yes. He was sitting over there.
Who was?
Your mate, yes. Sitting over there, he was. Took his cup of tea and went and sat down. Didn't he, Fred?
Huh?
He sat there looking very compressed with himself.
Very what?
Compressed. I thought he was looking compressed. Didn't you, Fred?
Depressed. He means depressed.
No wonder. About that game on Saturday, eh?
Well, you were going to tell me. You haven't told me yet.
What game, Fulham?
No, the firm. Firm's got a team, see? Play on Saturdays.
Yeah. Who'd you play?
Other firms.
You were boys on a team, are you?
Yeah. I've been off sick, though. Didn't play last week.
Sick, eh? You want to try one of my sausages, don't you, Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, let's have a sit down. What happened with the game, then?
Well, when you couldn't play, Gidney moved Albert to left back.
He's a left half.
I know he's a left half. I said to Gidney, I said to him, look, I said, why don't you go left back, Gidney? He said, no, I'm too valuable at centre half.
He didn't, did he?
Yeah. Well, you know, he was on the right wing, didn't you? Connor.
Who, Tony Connor?
No, you know Connor. What's the matter with you? You played against Connor yourself.
Oh, what's his name? Mickey Connor.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he'd given up the game.
Now, what are you talking about? He plays for the printing works, plays outside right for the printing works.
Oh, he's a good ball player, that Connor, isn't he?
Look, I said to Albert before the kickoff, Connor's on the right wing. I said, play your normal game. I told him six times before the kickoff.
Well, what's the good of him playing his normal game? He's a left half, he's not a left back.
Yeah, but he's a defensive left half, isn't he? That's why I told him to play his normal game. You don't want to worry about Connor, I said. He's a good ball player, but he's not all that good.
Oh, he's good, though.
No one's denying he's good, but he's not all that good, is he? I mean, he's not tip-top, you know what I mean?
He's fast.
He's fast, but he's not all that fast, is he?
Well, not all that fast.
And what about Levy? Was Levy fast?
Well, Levy was a sprinter.
He was a dasher, Levy. All he knew was run.
He could move.
Yeah, but look how Albert played him. He cut him off. He played him out of the game. And Levy's faster than Connor.
Yeah, but he wasn't so clever, though.
Well, what about Foxall?
Oh, Lou Foxall.
No, you're talking about Lou Fox. I'm talking about Sandy Foxall.
Oh, the winger.
Sure. He was a very smart ball player, Foxall. But what did Albert do? He played his normal game. He let him come. He waited for him. And Connor's not as clever as Foxall.
He's clever, though.
God blimey, I know he's clever, but he's not as clever as Foxall, is he?
Well, trouble is with Connor, he's fast too, isn't he?
But if Albert would have played his normal game, he played the game foreign to him.
How many did Connor get?
Connor? He made three and scored two.
No wonder he's depressed. Hold on.
Oh, he was very depressed after the game, I can tell you. Of course, Gidney was after him. Of course, you know Gidney.
That runt.
Yes, he was sitting over there where you are now. Wasn't he, Fred? Looking very compressed with himself. Light-headed bloke, isn't it?
Yeah, light-headed.
Albert, where are you going?
Out.
Your dinner's ready.
I'm sorry, I haven't got time to have it.
Look at your suit. You're not going out with your suit in that state, are you?
What's the matter with it?
It needs a good brush. That's what's the matter with it. You can't go out like that. Come on. Come in here and I'll give it a brush.
It's all right.
Come on. Turn round.
Oh.
No, stand still. You can't go out and disgrace me, Albert. If you've got to go out, you've got to look nice. There. That's better. I didn't tell you what I made for you, did I? I made it specially. I made shepherd's pie tonight.
The pie's all right.
Oh.
Well, ta-da.
Albert, wait a minute. Where's your handkerchief?
What handkerchief?
You haven't got a handkerchief in your breast pocket.
Well, that doesn't matter, does it?
Doesn't matter. I should say it does matter. Just a minute. Here you are. Nice clean one.
All right,
now, let me do it properly. You mustn't let me down, you know. You've got to be properly dressed. Your father was always properly dressed. You'd never see him without a handkerchief in his breast pocket. He always looked like a gentleman.
Well, time we were there.
Well, give him 5 minutes.
I bet his mum's combing his hair for him, eh? You ever met her, Seeley?
Who?
His mother.
Yeah.
What's she like?
She's all right.
All right, is she?
I told you, I just said she was all right.
No, what I mean is, he always gets a bit niggly when she's mentioned, doesn't he? A bit touchy, you notice that?
Yeah.
Why's that, then?
I don't know. What you asking me for?
Oh, I don't know. Just thought you might sort of... Well, I mean, you know better than I do, don't you? Of course, he don't let much slip, does he, old Albert?
No, not much.
He's a bit deep, really, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a bit deep.
Secretive.
What do you mean, secretive? What are you talking about?
Well, I was just saying he was secretive.
What are you talking about? What do you mean he's secretive?
Well, you said yourself he was deep.
I said he was deep. I didn't say he was secretive.
Oh, hello, Albert. Oh, that's a nice bit of clobber you got on there.
Yeah, very fair, very fair.
Yeah, fits you like a glove.
Well, come on, catch a 36 round.
Yeah, wait a minute. I don't think I feel like going, actually.
What you talking about?
Oh, I don't feel like it, that's all.
What, with all that drink laid on?
No, just got a bit of a headache.
Let's a bloke. That's a bloke was here before, isn't it, Fred? I gave him your message, son.
Oh, thanks.
Didn't I?
Yeah, you did, mate.
Well, what's going on? You coming or what?
Nah, I feel a bit... You know.
Don't you know he'll be there tonight, Albert?
Who?
Joyce.
Joyce? Well, what about it?
And Eileen.
Well, so what?
And Betty. Betty will be there. They'll all be there.
Betty? Who's Betty?
Betty? What do you mean? You don't know Betty?
No girl in the office called Betty.
Betty, the dark bit. The new one, the one that came in last week. The little one in the corner.
Oh, her. Is her name Betty? I thought it was...
Betty, her name's Betty.
I've been calling her Hetty.
Anyway, she'll be there. She's raring to go, that one.
Well, you go on then, aren't
we? Albert, what's the matter with you, mate? It's wine, women, and song tonight.
I see them every day, don't I? What's new in that?
You fighting Gidney will be after you, then, because of the game.
What do you mean?
Go on, everyone has a bad game, Albert.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Well, I played against Connor myself once. He's tricky. He's a very tricky ball player.
Yeah.
Clever player, Connor.
Yeah, what's Gidney got to do with it then, Kedge?
Well, you know what he is.
What?
Well, he's captain of the team, isn't he, for a bang-off.
You think
I'm... it, will you? It's late.
You think I'm frightened of Gidney?
I didn't say
Gidney's
you were.
All right. What's the matter with Gidney?
Yeah, what's wrong with him?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a nice bloke. He's a charmer, isn't he?
The cream of the cream. Oh, come on, you're coming or what?
Yeah, all right, I'll come.
Yeah, just a minute. I'll get some fags.
20 fags, mate.
How's your mum, Albert?
All right. That's the idea.
Do you want these?
Yeah, that'll do.
What do you mean, how's my mum?
Oh, just asked how she was, that's all.
Well, why shouldn't she be all right?
I didn't say she wasn't.
She is.
Oh, that's all right then, isn't it?
What are you getting at?
I don't know what's the matter with you tonight, Albert.
What's up now?
The kid here suddenly asked me how my mother is.
Just a friendly question, that's all. Cool. You can't even ask a bloke how his mother is now without him getting niggly.
Well, what's he suddenly
asking? Just
asking
a friendly
me?
Question, mate. What's the matter with you? Well, how is she then?
She's fine. What about yours?
Fine. Fine.
Mine's fine too, you know. Great. Absolutely great. A marvel for her age, my mother is. Of course, she had me very late.
Well, are you coming or not? Or what?
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Oh, it'll all be dried up. Dried up. All out. Anyway, where's the... sit here. All of it dried up. Rummy. Anyway, sit here. I'll have to sit down. All of it dried up. I know. Dried up. Ah, sit down here. Sit here.
I'm enjoying the party, Mr. Ryan? Enjoying the party, are you?
I recommend the bicycle. Honestly, it really keeps you up to the mark. Out in the morning, on the bike, through the town, the air in your lungs, muscles working. You arrive at work fresh. You know what I mean? Uplifted.
Not so good in the rain, Mr. King.
It refreshes you, Gidney. Clears the cobwebs.
Why, you don't walk to work, do you, Gidney?
Me? I've got the car.
Well, I drive too, of course. But I often think seriously of taking up cycling again. I often think very seriously about it. Yeah.
Nice party, isn't it, Mr. Ryan?
Dance like a dream, Betty. You know that?
Oh, I don't.
You do, honest. Like a dream. Like a dream come true.
You're just saying that.
Well, Kipps looks all right again, doesn't he? What was the matter with him? I've forgotten.
Stomach trouble.
Oh, not enough exercise. You'll have to see you get more exercise, Kid.
Oh, you never said a truer word, Mr. King.
Well, you don't look in bad trim to me, Mr. King.
I must admit it.
He'll never get to the last lap with that one, I can tell you.
Now, you young men, that's quite enough of that. No more of that.
What are you laughing at, Stokes? What? Sorry, I thought you were laughing.
Oh, I was. You made a joke.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. Well, we've got Kedge back and left back next Saturday.
Yes. Oh, excuse me.
Hey, that's a lovely pair of shoes you're wearing, Gidney.
Do you think so?
Oh, they're the best, the very best, aren't they, Albert?
Yeah.
Gidney always wears a nice pair of shoes, didn't he? You notice that? That's one thing I'll say about you, Gidney. You carry your feet well.
Remember, who's going to dance?
Yeah, I'll give it a trot.
Don't you dance, Stokes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you? You will excuse me, won't you?
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, enjoying the party? Nice to see a lot of young people enjoying themselves, eh? Of course, it's all in your honor, old man. Let's fill you up. I'll be the oldest man in the office after you've gone.
No, why should I?
Go on, just for a lark.
What for?
For a lark, just for a lark.
Well, an evil mind you have.
No, it'll amuse me, that's all. I feel like being amused.
Well, I'm not going to.
You wouldn't know how to anyway.
No, wouldn't I?
Get hold of Eileen. Don't tell her I told you, though. Go over and lead him a dance. Just lead him a dance, that's all. See what he does. I want to see his reaction, that's all. I just want to see how he takes...
Well, in front of everyone else.
Just talk to him, talk to him. I don't mean anything else, do I?
What do I get if I do?
A toffee apple.
Oh, really? Thank you.
I'll take it for a ride in the car. Honest.
Hello, Mr. Ryan. Enjoying the party?
You dance well, don't you?
Oh, I was going in for ballet once.
Yeah?
Yeah, true. They offered me the leading part in Rigoletto.
Oh, you're
when I was a boy soprano.
No, he just irritates me, Stokes. I haven't got any time for a bloke like that.
Just quiet, that's all.
I'll see if you can wake him up.
Well, Miss Todd, it hasn't taken you long to get to know everyone, has it?
Oh, no, Mr. King.
I've taken her under my wing, Mr. King.
So I noticed.
Yeah, I've been teaching all about mortality tables. I told her in case of fire or burglary, commission and damages come to her.
I would hardly take Kedge's word as gospel, Miss Todd.
Well, you know I've got the best interests of the firm at heart, Mr. King.
Call me one, too.
Anyway, I'm thinking of moving on. When you stay too long in a place, you go dark. After all, with my qualifications, I could go anywhere.
Excuse me.
Good night, Stokes.
What?
I was saying with my qualifications, I could go anywhere. I could go anywhere, do anything.
So can I.
Could you? What qualifications have you got?
Well, I've got a few, you know.
Listen, do you know Chelsea wanted to sign me up a few years ago? They had a scout down to one of our games. They wanted to sign me up. And I'll tell you another thing as well. I could turn professional cricketer any day I wanted to.
Why don't
if
you?
If I wanted to.
Why don't you?
I don't want to.
You look lovely in white.
Those people who talk about qualifications. It just make me laugh, that's all.
Oh, no, no.
Ah, Ford, Barrow.
Mr. King.
Hello, Mr. King.
Enjoying the party?
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. King.
Barrow?
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. King.
Oh, I saw you down at the match last Saturday, didn't I?
Yes, Mr. King.
Keen on the game?
Oh, yes, Mr. King.
Well, I hope you'll be in the team soon yourselves. I think it's a very good thing that the firm's got a football team and a cricket team, of course. It shows we look on the lighter side of things, too, don't you agree?
Oh, yes, Mr. King.
Yes, Mr. King.
Also gives a sense of belonging. Work together and play together.
office work can become so impersonal. We like to foster something very different. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, Mr. King. Yes, Mr. King.
Are you interested in sailing by any chance? You're quite welcome to come down to my boat at Poole any weekend. Do a bit of sailing along the coast.
Oh, thank you, Mr. King.
Thank you, Mr. King.
About going over and cheering old Albert up.
What?
Oh, he looks a bit gloomy, don't he?
Oh, I don't want to go. We can go.
Oh, come on. You come over.
Come on.
Cheer him up for a bit of fun.
Oh, you're awful.
Come on.
Can I fill your glass, Ryan? Can't leave you without a drink, can we? The guest of honor.
Mind if we join you, Albert?
Enjoying the party?
What are you sitting all gloomy about?
Oh, I'm not gloomy. I'm just sitting drinking. Feel a bit tired, actually.
Why? What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Oh, you said you were tired. Move up. I'm on the edge.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't mind that. You're squashing me.
Squash her. She won't mind.
Oh,
come on. Tell us what you're tired about.
Oh, just... work, I suppose.
I'm working too. I'm not tired. I love work, don't you, Eileen?
Oh, yes, I love work.
No, I'm not tired, really. I'm all right.
Well, look tired.
You've been living it up. Women.
I'll bet.
Hey.
Female.
No, I wouldn't go so far.
But hey, mind your drink, my friend.
Oh, well, sorry.
No, it's not bad looking when you get close.
Quite nice when you get close.
Oh, thanks for the compliment.
You got a flat of your own?
No, have you?
No.
You live with your mother, don't you?
Yeah.
Does she look after you all right, then?
Yeah, she... I'm just going to the bar.
Oh, so are we.
Me too.
Well, now, everyone.
I'll take gin.
Gin, wait a minute.
Oh, just a minute, everyone. Can I have your attention?
You didn't make much impression, did you?
Didn't I?
Just for a moment, please.
Hey, sir, pay attention, will you?
What?
Mr. King wants your attention.
I'd just like to propose a toast to our guest of honor, Mr. Ryan. Gidney.
Yes?
It's your gin, then.
Go and get Cage and that girl out of that corner, will you? Now, as you know, we're all gathered here tonight to pay our respects to our old friend and colleague, Mr. Ryan.
Cage, Mr. King wants to know if you'll honor that party with your presence.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We've all known Mr. Ryan for a very long time. Of course, I've known him myself much longer than anyone here.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Very glad for your enthusiasm, Mr. Kidd. Your heart, I'm sure, is in the right place. But please allow me to toast Mr. Ryan first, and then the floor is yours. Well, as I was saying... the whole department is here tonight to pay tribute to a man who, from time immemorial, has become, how shall I put it, the very core of our little community.
Area.
I remember Mr. Ryan sitting at his very own desk the first time my father brought me into the office. Good heavens.
What is it?
Eileen, what's the matter?
Someone touched me.
Touched you?
Someone touched me. Someone, what did he do?
Touch you? What did he do?
What did he do, Eileen?
He took a liberty.
Go on, Hootie.
What you looking at me for?
Good God.
What'd he do? Touch her?
Yeah.
Where?
What you looking at me for?
Please now, can we possibly? I mean...
Oh!
What do you mean?
Scratching out was Albert. Wonder what he did. Made a jump.
No, 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 wait a minute. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Ridiculous, they are, say it is. What do you think you're up
to? Yes, I was just standing there, and this hand...
I could tell he was that sort.
Come out here, Albert.
Don't pull me. What are you doing?
Imagine that was him.
Let go of me.
What are you putting him for?
You keep out of this.
Now, please, let me continue my toast, ladies and gentlemen. Really, you must settle this elsewhere.
We don't even know what he's supposed to have done.
I didn't do anything.
We can guess what he did.
We are all collected here tonight in honor of Mr. Ryan, and to present him with a token of our affection.
But what'd he do? What's he supposed to have done?
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
What's he supposed to have done, Eileen, anyway?
Mind your own business.
You don't think she's going to tell you, do you?
Silly, why don't you shut up? Now, don't talk to me like that.
Don't worry about him, silly.
As I have been trying to say...
Well, you come over here, Eileen. Sit down. She's upset, aren't you?
It's all very well for them.
Miss Phipps, would you mind composing yourself?
Composing myself?
Come outside a minute, Albert.
As I have been trying to say...
I'm listening, Mr. King.
What?
I'm listening. I'm with you.
Oh, thank you, kid. Thank you, my boy.
I'm going anyway.
Hey, Albert.
Wait a minute, you two.
Yeah, about time, too.
What do you want, Feely?
Now, look, Kidney.
Wait a minute, Albert.
What do you want?
I haven't been satisfied with your sort of behaviour for some time. You know that, don't you?
You haven't what?
For instance, there was that awful game of football you played when you threw the game away last Saturday that I've got on my mind, besides one or two other things.
Hey, look, Gidney, you're talking like
I told you to keep out of this.
I'm going anyway.
Wait a minute. Let's have this out. What do you think you're up to?
Look, I've told you...
What do you think you were doing with that girl?
I didn't touch her.
I'm responsible for that girl. She's a good friend of mine. I know her uncle.
Do you?
You know, you're being so stupid, Gidney.
I can take you any day. You know that, don't you?
Go on.
Any day.
You can take me any day.
Any day.
Yeah, well, go on, then. Go on, if you can take me.
See, Lee.
No. If he says he can take me, if he can take me any day...
Gidney, why don't you go back to the party?
I was telling you, Albert.
Stokes.
I was telling you, Albert, that if you're going to behave like a boy of 10 in mixed company...
I told you, my name's Stokes.
Don't be childish, Albert.
Everyone's feeling good to work. Mr. Ryan will always be remembered at his lock, King and Martin.
Good night. Go back and apologize.
What for?
For insulting a lady, mate. A lady. Something to do with breeding. But I suppose you're too backward to know anything about that.
You're talking... Right out of your hat!
Right out of the bowler.
Look, Seeley, no one invited you out here, did they?
Who invited you?
I'm talking to this man on behalf of the firm. Unless I get a satisfactory explanation, I shall think seriously about recommending his dismissal.
Get out of my way, will you?
That's him like an animal.
Move out of it!
I know your trouble.
Oh, yes?
Yes, it sticks out of my...
Does it?
Yes.
What's my trouble, then?
You're a mother's boy. That's what you are. That's your trouble. You're a mother's boy.
Oh, God, get out of my way.
What in heaven's name is going on here?
Albert, is that you? What are you creeping up the stairs for? Might have been a burglar. What would I have done then? Creeping up the stairs like that. Give anyone a fright creeping up the stairs like that. You leave me in the house all alone. Look at you. Look at your suit. What's the matter with your tie? It's all crumpled. I pressed it for you this morning. Well, I won't even ask any questions, that's all. You look a disgrace. Thirsty, are you? What have you been doing? Mucking about with girls? Mucking about with girls, I suppose. Do you know what the time is? I fell asleep right here at this table waiting for you. I had the clock right next to me so I could tell the time. I don't know what your father would say coming in this time of night. It's after 12 o'clock. In a state like that. Drunk, I suppose. I suppose your dinner's ruined. Well, if you want to make a convenience out of your own home, that's your business. I'm only your mother. I don't suppose that counts for much these days. I'm not saying any more. If you want to go mucking about with girls, that's your business. Well, anyway, you'll have your dinner. You haven't eaten a single thing all night. Come on, don't just stand there. I wouldn't mind if you found a really nice girl and brought her home and introduced her to your mother. Brought her home to dinner. I'd know you were sincere if she was a really nice girl. She'd be like a daughter to me. But you never brought a girl home here in your life. I suppose you're ashamed of your mother. Come on, it's all dried up. I kept it on a low light. I couldn't even go up to Grandma's room and have a look round because there wasn't any bulb. Oh, you might as well eat it. Well, what's the matter? Are you drunk? Where'd you go? To one of those pubs in the West End? You'll get into serious trouble, my boy, if you frequent those places, I'm warning you. Don't you read the papers? I hope you're satisfied anyway. The house in darkness. I wasn't going to break my neck going down to that cellar to look for a bulb. You come home looking like I don't know what. Anyone would think you gave me a fortune out of your wages. Yes, I don't say anything, do I? I keep quiet about what you expect me to manage on. I never grumble. I keep a lovely home. I bet there's none of the boys in your firm better fed than you are. I'm not asking for gratitude. But one thing hurts me, Albert, and I'll tell you what it is. Not for years have you come up and said, Mum, I love you, like you did when you were a little boy. You've never said it without me having to ask you. Not since before your father died, and he was a good man. Oh, he had high hopes of you. I've never told you, Albert, about the high hopes he had of you. I don't know what you do with all your money. But don't forget what it cost us to rear you, my boy. I've never told you about the sacrifices we made. You wouldn't care anyway. Telling me lies about going to the firm's party. They've got a bit of respect at that firm. That's why we sent you there, to start off your career. I wouldn't let you carry on like that at one of their functions. Mr. King would have his eye on you. Oh, I don't know where you've been. Well, if you don't want to lead a clean life, it's your lookout. If you want to go mucking about with all sorts of bits of girls, if you're content to leave your own mother sitting here till midnight, and I wasn't feeling well anyway. I didn't tell you because I didn't want to upset you. I keep things from you. You're the only one I've got. But what do you care? You don't care. You don't care. The least you can do is to sit down and eat the dinner I cook for you, especially for you at Shepherd's Pie. Oh!
Good evening. What are you doing? What are you doing out at this time of night? I live just round the corner. Like to? Chilly out here, isn't it? Come on. Come in, don't slam the door. Shut it gently. I like the fire, chilly out, don't you find? Have you got a match? Please, don't walk so heavily, please. There's no need to let the whole house know you're here. Life's difficult enough as it is. Have you got a match?
No. I don't mean I...
Oh, God, you'd think you'd have a match. I say, would you mind taking your shoes off? You're really making a dreadful row, really. I can't bear noisy people. I know I had one somewhere.
I've got a lighter.
You can't light a gas fire with a lighter. You'd burn your fingers. Oh, where are the damn things? This is ridiculous. I die without a fire. I simply die. Oh. Here we are. Last. Do you like this photo? Mm. It's of my little girl. She's staying with friends. Rather fine, isn't she? Very aristocratic features, don't you think? She's at a very select boarding school at the moment, actually, in Hereford. Very near Hereford. I shall be going down for the prize day shortly. You do look idiotic standing there with one shoe on and one shoe off. All lopsided.
Mm. Oh, boy.
You mind not saying words like that?
Oh, I didn't.
I heard you curse.
My lace broke.
That's no excuse.
What did I say?
I'm sorry. I can't bear that sort of thing. It's just not in my personality.
I'm sorry.
It's quite all right. It's just something in my nature. I've got to think of my daughter, too, you know. Come near the fire a minute. Sit down. Not on that. That's my seat. It's my own stool. I did the needlework myself. Long time ago. Sit over there. In that. Which do you prefer? Electric or gas? For a fire, I mean.
I don't know.
There's no need to be rude. It was a civil question. I prefer gas. Or a log fire, of course. They have them in Switzerland. Have you got a headache?
No.
I didn't realize you had a lighter. You don't happen to have any cigarettes on you, I suppose?
No.
I'm very fond of a smoke. After dinner, with a glass of wine. Or before dinner with sherry. You look as if you've had a night out. Where have you been? Had a nice time?
Quite nice.
What do you do?
Oh, I work in films.
Films, really? What do you do?
I'm an assistant director.
Really? Oh, how funny. I used to be a continuity girl, but I gave it up.
What a pity.
Yes, I'm beginning to think you're right. You meet such a good class of people, of course. Now you say you're an assistant director, I can see what you mean. I mean, I could tell you had breeding the moment I saw you. You looked a bit washed out, perhaps, but there was no mistaking the fact that you had breeding. I'm extremely particular. You see, I do like a certain amount of delicacy in men, a certain amount of refinement. You do see my point. Some men I couldn't possibly entertain, not even if I was starving. I don't want to be personal, but that word you used when you broke your lace, it made me shiver. I'm just not that type. It made me wonder if you were as well-bred as I thought. You do look hot. Why are you so hot? It's chilly. Yes, you remind me. I saw the most ghastly, horrible fight before. There was one man, he was sweating. Sweating. You haven't been in a fight by any chance? I don't know how men could be so bestial. It's hardly much fun for women, I can tell you. I don't want someone else's blood on my carpet. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
It's not in the least funny. What are you looking at?
That's a nice big clock.
Yes. It's late. I suppose we might as well. Haven't you got a cigarette?
No.
I'm sure I have somewhere. Here we are. I knew I had. I have to hide them. The woman who comes in to do my room, she's very light-fingered. I don't know why she comes in at all. Nobody wants her. All she does is spy on me, but I'm obliged to put up with her. This room is serviced. Means I have to pay a pretty penny. It's a dreadful area, too. I'm thinking of moving. The neighborhood is full of people of no class at all. I just don't fit in.
Is that clock right?
People have told me, the most distinguished people, that I could go anywhere. You could go anywhere, they've told me. You could be anything. I'm quite well educated, you know. My father was a military man. In the army. Actually, it was a relief to speak to you. I haven't spoken to anyone for some hours. Please, don't do that. Use your handkerchief. What on earth's the matter with you? What have you been doing tonight?
Nothing.
Really? Oh, excuse me. I haven't eaten all day. I had a tooth out. Hiccups come from not eating, don't they? Do you want a cigarette?
Hmm.
Here. I mean, I'm no different from any other girls. In fact, I'm better. These so-called respectable girls, for instance. I'm sure they're much worse than I am. Well, you're an assistant director, or you're continuity girls and secretaries. I'll bet they're very loose.
Mm.
Do you know what I've actually heard? I've heard that respectable married women, solicitors' wives, go out and pick men up when their husbands are out on business. Isn't that fantastic? I mean, they're supposed to be respectable.
Fantastic.
I beg your pardon?
I said it was fantastic.
It is. You're right. Quite fantastic. There's one thing, though. There's one thing that's always fascinated me. How far do men's girlfriends go? I've often wondered.
Depends.
Yes, I suppose it must. You mean on the girl?
What?
You mean it depends on the girl?
It would do, yeah.
Quite possibly. I must admit that with your continuity girls and secretaries, I don't see why you had to approach me. Have you been on the town tonight, then? With a continuity girl?
You're a bit, worried about continuity girls, aren't you?
It's because I've been one myself. I know what they're like no better than they should be.
Well, when were you a continuity...
Years ago. Nosy, aren't you? I often stand by this window and watch the lights. Sometimes I wish the night would never end. I like sleeping. I could sleep on and on. Yes, you can see the station from here. All the trains go out right through the night. I suppose we might as well. What are you doing with that clock?
Admiring it.
It's a perfectly ordinary clock. Give me it. I've seen too many people slip things into their pockets before now as soon as your back's turned. Oh, nothing personal, of course. Mind your ash. Don't spill it all over the floor. I have to keep this carpet immaculate, otherwise the charlady, she's always looking for excuses for telling tales. Here. Here's an ashtray. Use it. Sit down. Sit down. Don't stand about like that. What are you staring at me for? Where's your wife?
Nowhere.
And what film are you making at the moment?
I'm on holiday.
Where do you work?
I'm a freelance.
You're rather young to be in such a high position, aren't you? You amuse me. You interest me. I'm a bit of a psychologist, you know. You're very young to be what you said you were. There's something childish in your face. Almost retarded. I do like that word. I'm not being personal, of course, just being psychological. Of course, I can see you're one for the girls. I don't know why you had to pick on me at this time of night. It's really rather forward of you. I'm a respectable mother, you know, with a child at boarding school. You couldn't call me anything else. All I do is just entertain a few gentlemen of my own choice now and again. What girl doesn't that? What do you think you're doing? You've dropped your cigarette. Pick it up. Pick it up, I tell you. It's my carpet. It's not my carpet. It'll make me pay for it. What are you doing? Let go of my hand. You're treating my place like a big star. Let me go. You're burning my carpet.
Sit down. Shut up and sit down.
What you doing?
Don't scream. I'm warning you. Here. Sit. No screaming. I warn you. Be quiet. I told you to be quiet now. You be quiet.
What are you going to do?
Don't muck me about. You see this? One crack with this. Just one crack. Who do you think you are? You talk too much, you know that? You never stop talking. Just because you're a woman, you think you can get away with it. Well, you made a mistake this time. You picked the wrong man.
You're all the same, you see. You're all the same. You're just a dead weight round my neck. What makes you think... What makes you think you could... Yeah. It's all the same as this business about the light in Grandma's room. It's always something. My ash? I'll put it where I like.
You see this clock? Watch your step. Just watch your step.
Stop it. Would you...
Watch your step. I've had just about enough. Get it? I've had enough. You know what I did? Huh? Don't be so frightened. Don't be so frightened. I'm just telling you, that's all. You haven't got any breeding. I haven't got any. None of you have. None of them have.
What you been doing?
I've got as many qualifications as the next man. Let's get that quite straight. And I've got the answer to her. I've got the answer to her, you see. Tonight, I've finished the conversation. Finished it. I've finished her. One crack with this clock. Finished. You're dead scared. You're frightened out of your life, huh? I don't blame you. Get up.
I must put the clocks forward.
Get up. Up! I walk over there to the wall. Go on, get over there. Do as you're told. Do as I'm telling you. I'm giving the orders here. Stop.
What to do?
You just keep your big mouth closed and start. Now cover your face. Yeah, that's right. Come, pick up those shoes. Pick them up. That's right. Now bring them over here. Come on. That's right. Well, go on. You don't expect me to put them on myself, do you? Go on, put them on. Put them on. Right on. That's it. That's more like it. That's more like it. It doesn't matter if the lace is broken. There's quite enough to tie. Lace them. Quite enough. Good. It's cold. It's freezing.
Father's gone.
Hey, what's that? Through the window. Looks like light. Oh, it's perishing. Ooh, what a dump. You're staying here. Getting out of this place. I dropped the clock. Here. So you bear that in mind. Mind how you talk to me.
Hey, yeah. Here's half a dollar. Buy yourself a seat at the circus.
Albert! Do you know what the time is? Where have you been? I don't know what to say to you, Albert. To raise your hand to your own mother. You've never done that before in your life. To threaten your own mother. That clock would have hurt me, Albert. And you'd have been... Oh, I know you'd have been very sorry. Aren't I a good mother to you? Everything I do is for your own good. You should know that. You're all I've got. Look at you. You look washed out. Oh, you look... I don't understand. What could have come over you? Listen, Albert. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to forget it, you see? I'm going to forget all about it. We'll have your holiday in a fortnight. We can go away. We'll go away together. It's not as if you're a bad boy. You're a good boy. I know you are. It's not as if you're really bad, Albert. You're not. You're not bad. You're good. You're not a bad boy, Albert. I know you're not. You're good. You're not bad. You're a good boy. I know you are. You are. Aren't you?
That was A Night Out, a play for radio by Harold Pinter. The part of Albert Stokes was played by Barry Foster, and Mrs. Stokes by Mary O'Farrell. with David Barron as Seely, John Rye as Kedge, David Bird as King, Nicholas Selby as Gidney, and Vivian Merchant as the girl. The play was produced by Donald McQuinney for the BBC.